This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 24th, brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. winter wheat condition improved last week, according to the Department of Agriculture's Ag Statistics Service in its final National Crop Progress Report of the year. It was released this afternoon. A wild week of weather ahead as multiple systems bringing rain, strong winds, cold temperatures, and heavy snow before a more powerful storm pushes through the plains and moves east. The corn harvest slightly behind, 96% complete, 4 points behind last year, 1 point behind the five-year average. Winter wheat planting moved ahead another 5 points last week, now 97% done nationwide, equal to last year's pace in the five-year average. An estimated 87% of winter wheat had emerged as of Sunday, a point behind last year, 2 points behind the five-year average. An estimated 48% of winter wheat had emerged and was in good to excellent condition. As for the crop, it's behind last year's rating of 55% good to excellent. 17% of the crop was rated poor to very poor. The closure of Tyson Foods beef processing plant in Nebraska, along with the downsizing of shifts in Amarillo, Texas, is seen as a reaction to poor margins for producers due to record high cattle prices. It's no secret that packing margins have been poor dating back to late 2023, progressively getting worse as cattle supplies trend tighter, said Stone X today. The move does not appear to be linked to retail demand or prices for beef, at least in the short term. Downsizing by Tyson may signal preparation for retail demand to slow down. Consumers struggle with record high prices for beef cuts. Cattle and calves on feed for slaughter market in the U.S. with feedlots of capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.7 million head on November 1, 2025. The inventory was 2% below November 1 last year, according to the USDA on Friday. Placements in feedlots during October totaled 2.04 million head, 10% below last year. Net placements were 1.99 million head, placements the lowest for October since the series began in 1996. Marketings of fed cattle during October totaled 1.7 million head, 8% below 2024. In other news, President Trump will continue a decades-long tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys at the White House this week. The birds grower Travis Pittman from North Carolina presented the birds in Washington today. Congressman Jim Costa, the ranking member of the Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Subcommittee, co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Chicken Caucus, and senior member of the House Agriculture Committee, also Congresswoman Sarah McBride, leading dozens of members of Congress in a letter calling on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to immediately restore full avian influenza surveillance and coordination amid renewed outbreaks across the country. The request comes as poultry farmers nationwide confront a sharp rise in bird flu outbreaks, more than 90 new detections in the last 30 days, over 1.6 million birds infected, according to the Department of Agriculture. The economic impact is already reaching consumers this year. Thanksgiving turkey prices have risen sharply, wholesale prices up 75% since October last year to $1.71 a pound. It reflects the ongoing impact of HPAI, which first appeared in 2022. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Global fertilizer markets move fast. Demand doesn't disappear, even in a down year. And global supply chains can tighten overnight. At the Fertilizer Institute, we understand how volatility hits farm country, and we're fighting for policy solutions that steady the field. From expanding U.S. production to celebrating phosphate and potash being added to the nation's critical minerals list. American farmers can't control global markets, but Washington can help steady them. The Fertilizer Institute, standing with farmers in every season. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.